USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Things on Capitol Hill are continuing to be testy as Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker is testifying before the House Judiciary Committee.
Are you overseeing a witch hunt?
Congressman, as I've mentioned previously, the special counsel's investigation is an ongoing investigation, and so I think it would be inappropriate for me to...
But you wouldn't oversee a witch hunt, would you? You'd stop a witch hunt, wouldn't you?
Congressman, it would be inappropriate for me to talk about an ongoing investigation.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam is telling his staff that he doesn't intend to resign. The Democrat has resisted numerous calls for his resignation from high-profile Democrats over a controversial photo that appeared of him in a medical school yearbook. He's denying that it was him in the photo. And Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax was hit with new allegations of sexual assault this afternoon. Fairfax denied the new claim, saying it's demonstratively false. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Enver 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off. 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, this stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
The High Court deals a Louisiana abortion law a setback. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Supreme Court blocking Louisiana from enacting the law that would have required abortion providers to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. Pro-choice proponents complained that would have left only one doctor in the state who could legally provide abortions. Chief Justice John Roberts siding with the four liberal justices in the 5-4 ruling that puts the new law on hold while it's further challenged in the lower courts.
An Idaho nurse is pleading guilty to one count of tampering with evidence in the murder case of Colorado mom Kelsey Barrett. Crystal Kennedy told a judge that she will testify against the victim's fiancé, Patrick Frazee. Wells Fargo is getting back up and running after a nationwide outage on Thursday. The third largest bank was suffering from ATMs going offline and mobile banking going down. The shutdown was reportedly caused by some smoke at a facility and not due to a cyber attack. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ted from Russell Stover again. Look, I thought we talked about this already. Valentine's Day is getting close, really close, and you still haven't done anything about it. It's time to put down the dumbbells or the tongs or the video game controller and pick up the Russell Stover heart-shaped box full of chocolates. Valentine's Day is this Thursday, so there is still time, but not much. Please, don't forget. Go! Go now! Russell Stover. Make happy.
As Apple releases their latest software update to help fix that group FaceTime bug that was publicized last week, many folks are saying enough is enough. They're going to get themselves off of social media and digital media in general. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Cal Newport. He's an associate professor of computer science at Georgetown University. He's also author of a new book titled Digital Minimalism. He has some tips if you're looking to give up some screen time.
Well, I suggest taking a big step. The most effective way to transition to a minimalist lifestyle, I think, is to rip the Band-Aid off. And so I recommend people clear out the whole proverbial closet. Get rid of all the apps, all the services in your personal digital life you haphazardly added over the last 5 or 6 years. Take a break and then rebuild your personal digital life from scratch, but do it this time with much more care and much more intention.
And as for kids and technology, Newport believes?
I would say, don't let them have social media. Don't let them have a smartphone. And don't let but everyone's doing it, and kids these days, excuses help you change that. The research on this is becoming really concerning. It's really concerning. Generation Z, this first generation to have ubiquitous access to smartphones and social media, their anxiety and anxiety-related disorders are off the charts. We rarely see demographic shifts this large. Hospitalizations for self-harm and suicide attempts, off the charts. Like, this is getting scary.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.